Chapter 60. Jesse gathered the eight women in the bond of the renewal in the living room of the renewal house. Sonny was with him, and Suit, and Molly, and the patriarch. "I don't understand," the patriarch said. "I don't understand why you are doing this."
"I'm investigating a reported felony," Jesse said.
"Do I need a lawyer?"
"You know that better than I do," Jesse said.
"I don't know any lawyers," the patriarch said.
"If I arrest you," Jesse said, "a lawyer will be provided."
"Arrest?" The patriarch was horrified.
"I need to talk to these ladies now, sir," Jesse said. "I'll ask you to join Officer Simpson outside."
The patriarch hesitated. Suit took his arm and they left the room. Molly closed the door and leaned against the wall beside it.
"I'm Jesse Stone," he said to the women. "I am the chief of police here in Paradise. The officer by the door is Molly Crane, and the other woman is a private detective from Boston named Sonny Randall, who is working with us."
The eight women looked dutifully at each of the people as Jesse introduced them.
"As you may know," Jesse said, "a member of the bond, Cheryl DeMarco, has reported to us that she was forced to have sex with one or more of the donors at a fundraising event here recently."
No one said anything.
"We are not accusing anyone here of any wrongdoing. We have no intention of arresting you or anything unpleasant. We are just trying to establish what has happened here."
All the women looked at him solemnly. One of them, a very young-looking woman with a single long black braid, raised her hand. Jesse nodded at her. "Where is Cheryl now?" she said.
"What is your name?" Jesse said.
"Billy."
"She's fine, Billy," Jesse said. "She's staying with a friend."
Billy nodded. No one else spoke.
"What I need to know is, was she telling the truth? And have any of you been required to have sex with a donor or with anyone else?"
No one said anything. No one moved.
"I'm not interested in consensual sex. I'm interested in sex that, had it not been urged on you, you wouldn't have had."
Nothing.
"And I'm not limiting the definition of sex. Any of the variety of sexual activities that are available would do."
Billy looked a little uncomfortable, Jesse thought, and an older woman, maybe 30, in a gauzy white dress, looked down at the floor.
"Okay," Jesse said, "it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Might be easier if I left the room."
He looked at Sonny. She nodded.
Jesse turned and walked out of the living room and closed the door behind him. He was in the entry hall. At the end of the hall was the patriarchal office, where Suit was standing by the door.
Jesse walked down. The patriarch was sitting at his desk, looking at his hands.
"How's everything?" Jesse said.
"He's mentioned several times that he doesn't understand what's going on," Suit said.
"And your reply?" Jesse said.
"I told him that was a story of my life," Suit said.
"Consoling," Jesse said.
"What's going on now?" the patriarch said, still staring down at his hands.
"My ladies are talking with your ladies," Jesse said.
"Girl talk," Suit said.
"I think woman talk is more correct," Jesse said.
"I'm sure it is," Suit said.
"Why are the women talking?" the patriarch said.
"We're trying to establish who else you pimped off to your high rollers," Jesse said. "They seemed a little embarrassed in front of me."
"I wish you wouldn't speak that way," the patriarch said.
"Sure you do," Jesse said.
"I have done nothing," the patriarch said, "except in the service of simple spiritual values."
"That's true for all of us, I'm sure," Jesse said, "especially if you see money as a spiritual value."
"Any money I have raised has been in the service of the renewal."
"I sense that a discussion of ends versus means is about to break out," Jesse said.
"Jesse," Suit said, and nodded toward the hall.
The living room door was open, and Molly was standing in the doorway. Jesse looked at her, and she nodded toward the living room behind her. Then she went back in, leaving the door open.
"Make sure Mr. Patriarch stays here," Jesse said to Suit. "We may have a verdict."
He walked down the hall and into the living room. The women were seated as they had been before. None looked at Jesse. Molly winked at him. Jesse looked at Sonny.
"Anybody?" he said.
"All of them," Sonny said.